Today's shiur is Masechta Yumah Daf Ayin Daled. We will begin at Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, the word Ihochi. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had asked the question, why did our Mishnah use the word Usur? The prohibition of eating and drinking in Yom Kippur is an Issa Deraisa, for which there's a Chiyuv Karis. So why did the Mishnah use the word Usur? And the Gemara had answered that the Mishnah was coming to teach us that if somebody did not eat a whole shear, we had also learned in our Mishnah that the shear achila on Yom Kippur is koseves hagasa. If somebody ate less than that, even though it's also medaraisa, there's just no einish because chotzi shear is also min haTorah. Eating, when the Torah prescribes a shear, eating less than the shear is also. So the Gemara said that fits, that works well with the opinion that we're going to learn in the Mitzvah Shem in today's shear, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Chatzi shear is also in a Torah. But according to Reish Lakish, who we're going to again analyze in our shear today's opinion, who holds that Chatzi shear is not osim in haTorah. So how do we understand our Mishnah? So the Gemara answered that even Reish Lakish agrees that even though Chatzi Shir is not osim in haTorah, it's osim in the Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara if that is indeed the case. The Torah teaches us that if somebody makes a Shvua that he's going to eat something or he's not going to eat something and then he violates that Shvua, he's chayiv a carbon oil of Yairid. The carbon oil of Yairid is that he makes a, if he's wealthy, he brings an animal for carbon. If he can't afford the animal, he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. Now the halacha is that if somebody makes a shvua, which is already something that he's not allowed to eat, if he makes a shvua that he's going to eat something that he's not allowed to eat, then the halacha is that shvua is not chal. Why? Because he's mushba v'oimid v'har sinai. He's already mushba beforehand that he's not allowed to eat that food. And we'll explain in a moment why that is the halacha. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, alam tanan, why did we learn a Mishnah, Masech the Shvua, Stavcha Beis Amin Beis? Shvua shloi oichel. If somebody made a shvua that he will not eat on a certain day, or he won't eat for a certain amount of time. So the Gemara Masech the Shvua actually discusses how long, if somebody made a shvua for a certain amount of time that he won't eat, and it's past 3 days, 7 days, then the shvua is also not valid because it becomes a shvua shav. Something which is patently false is a shvua shav. So here too, this would be considered a shvua shav because you can't survive without eating for a certain amount of days. But here, as we're learning, the shvua was that he won't eat for 1 day. So that's a shvua which is normally effective. And he ate on that day, says the Mishnah, achol nevelos, a treifah, shkotz, and ramoshim, all types of foods which are prohibited to eat. Chayiv, he's chayiv. Rav Shimon potter. And Rav Shimon hails that he's potter. Vavinim ba, and understanding that Mishnah, we need to understand, amai chayiv. Why would he be chayiv for violating the shvua? Mushba v'ayim v'har sinayhu. He already is previously mushba that he's not allowed to swear. So the way the Shach explains Mushba v'ayim v'shvua v'har sinayhu is that every person made a shvua. You can't make ein shvua chal al shvua. If you already have a previous shvua that you're not allowed to eat this food, no other shvua could be chal on that shvua. Others disagree that it's in the category of ein issa chal al isser. If you already have an isser to eat this food, because they're all foods that are prohibited midaraisa, you can't make another isser ein issa chal al isser. Where was the shvua by Har Sinai? So the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael made a bris and a shvua where Kadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai that we're going to fulfill all the mitzvahs. And as the Mashal explains, that was only for the people who were there. How does that affect us that we're included in Moshe Vayim and Har Sinai? So the Mashal explains that since all the neshamas were by Har Sinai, so since all the neshamas were by Har Sinai, it's as if we personally made the Shavuah as well. So why would it be Chayiv Karban Shavuah for eating something that you're not allowed to eat anyway? As we just said, isn't he Mushba V'Oimid Mahar Sinai? And the Gemara answered, one teretz the Gemara offers is B'Koylo Dvarim HaMatarim and Dvarim HaMasurim. That even though, as we just said, that one Shavuah, a Shavuah that to say something which is already Osir, cannot be effective, but if I'm making a Shavuah and it's related to things that I'm already, that's related to things that I am allowed to eat, so since the Shavuah is effective on them, also hold the Shavuah Bichel, even on the parts, even on the foods that I was already also to eat. Rav Shimon obviously disagrees, as Rashi points out. Rav Shimon says, if you make such a Shavuah, on the part where the Shavuah could be effective, it's effective. And where it's not effective, it's not effective. Rish Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish gave a different teretz. Yeah, to Moitza, El Mefarish Chatzishir. The way this Shavuah could be effective is if somebody made a Shavuah that he won't eat the Chatzishir. If I leave it to Rabbanon, the Rabbanon and Masech the Shavuahs are of the opinion that if somebody makes a Shavuah, under normal circumstances, he has to, if he didn't express how much food he's talking about, we say he meant the shear. So here we're talking about, according to Rabbanan, says Rish Lakish, that he made a shvur, they will not eat less than that amount. So normally, since it's only chatzi shear is not usur. Oy bestam, I'll leave it to Rekiva. According to Rekiva, that holds Adam Omer Asalatsim Bakoshu, that if you speak about when you make a shvu, you're not going to eat, the amount that's meant is a kolshu. And since Midaraisa only whatever the shear is, typically a kazayas is osur, so now when you made the shvuah, you weren't making a shvuah on something that's already osur Midaraisa. But what the question, what we see clearly from here is, the Rish Lakish opinion is that the shvuah is chal on a chatzi shear. But if we're going to say, as we introduced the shir today, that Rav Lakish agrees that chatzi shir is osur, so what's the difference if I made the shvuah on a shir on the mat where the Gemara is saying that shvuah can't be chal because mushba v'oyim v'har Sinai? So on a chatzi shir, where it's also osur according to Rav Lakish, and according to Rav Lakish, and I will say it's a drabonim. So the Gemara at this point is assuming, before the Gemara gets back into it, that even if something is awesome at the Rabbanon, we're completely obligated to follow it. Because the Torah says, L'sosim adova shigidulcha yomin usmoil. So it's something which is certainly usher. And since it's certainly usher, why don't we apply the concept, as the Gemara, of mushba v'oimid mahar Sinai? Obviously, how will Rav Shimon respond to Rish Lakish? So Rashi Devarim Maskil Aliba says that Rav Shimon is going to say that all Esur Achila are also Bekalshu. That's Rav Shimon according to his opinion in other places in Shas. And therefore, Mushba V'Oimid prevents that Shvuah from being Chal. V'chi Tema, ask the Gemara, if you'll say that even though it's awesome at Rabbanon, kiven de islay hetem in a Torah, since according to Rish Lakish, if it's a chatzi shir, it's mutam at the raisa, and that's why kachayel karban shvuah, that's why the karban shvuah is effective, ask the Gemara, vatanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Shvuah says, well, and daf lamed amud aleph teaches us, shvuah sa'edis, the Torah speaks about shvuah sa'edis, which is another situation of karban oil v'yoyrit. If somebody approaches somebody and says, you know testimony on my behalf, and then the person swears falsely that he does not know testimony, and then he admits that he swore falsely, he's mechuyev to bring a carbon oil of a yarit. And it says there that the Mishnah teaches us Einan Nahegas, it's only applicable, the Dinim Ashur Sa'idis are only applicable El Beruin Lahayat, somebody who is qualified to say testimony. But if this individual is not qualified to say testimony, then the halacha of Shvuah Sa'edis doesn't apply. Vavinimbo, and the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, tries to understand what does the Mishnah mean. Lemute Mai, what is meant by saying that somebody is ruining Lahayud? Repapa Amen Lemute Melech. The halacha is that in Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Yudches Amen Aleph, the Gemara teaches us, the Mishnah teaches us, Melech loy meyid v'loy me'idin oisoy. And since it's not, and the reason is, because the Torah says, Soim tos melecha melech, shetehei emosa lecha. So the Melech has to be treated with great respect. And somebody who comes to say testimony, everybody has to be treated equally by Beis Din. And because of that, he doesn't say Eidus. So since he can't say Eidus, when his Shavuah, that, not that he should have done it, but he's sure that he doesn't know Eidus, doesn't really make a difference, because he couldn't have said Eidus anyway. Somebody who gambles. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chof Dalid gives many explanations why somebody who gambles is disqualified from saying Eidus, albeit Midrabonin. One pshat is that it's an asmachta, that every time somebody gambles, he's really gambling because he's certain that he's going to win. Had he not been certain that he's going to win, he would never gamble. So that's not a full-fledged kinyan, and that's why when the winner receives the money, he really received money that he should not have received. Another explanation is because Eino Isik be yeshuva shel olam. We're talking here at a gambler who does it on a regular basis. So since he's not contributing, he's not acting in a proper manner, he's in the way he spends his days, he's not qualified. But the din is that that's only midrabanan. The only person who's disqualified because he's a gazlan is somebody who's an outright thief. So next to Gemara's point. Somebody who's a gambler, midrais is qualified to say Eidus. V'rabbanan, as we just said, who the paslua. Rabbanan said that he's disqualified. V'loy kochay le'shvua. And then we see that the shvua is not chal, even though his disqualification is only with Rabbanan. So if that's the case, why does Rav Shlokish say that if Rav Shlokish would hold that chatzis shir is awesome with Rabbanan, how could a shvua be chal on a chatzis shir? Answers the Gemara, that you cannot compare the case of Shuas Bitui, which according to Rav Shlokish is chal on a chatzis shir, even though we're learning that Rav Shlokish agrees that chatzis shir is awesome with Rabbanan, versus Shuas Ha'edis. Shani Hassam, Dama Kro, Imlo Yagid, Venasa Avoinoi. So the Torah is expressly teaching us that only people who violate the din of Shavuos Eidus are people who are qualified to say testimony. V'hai, Lord Bar Godahil. If he would come to Beis Din would not accept his testimony, and since his testimony would not be accepted, so he's not in the category of a Shavuos Eidus. But that has nothing to do with chatzis shir. Since the Torah, even though the Torah, as we said before, indeed teaches us loisoser menadavish yigidul chayam nesmol, that we certainly have to fulfill what the Rabbanan tell us, still we can't say, holds Rish Lakish, the concept of Mishba V'Oyim V'Har Sinai on something that the Torah does not teach us explicitly. And therefore, even if Shlokish will agree, as we learned at the end of the previous year and mentioned at the beginning of our share today, that Chatzis Shir is awesome at Rabbanon, he will agree that the Shvuah is Chal on it because it's not explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara began this discussion. This entire discussion was begun because of the wording of our Mishnah, Asa b'achila b'shtiyah. which seems that it's only Usr, but as we learned and we'll discuss, the Isser is much more serious. It's an Isser deraisa. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The Kalhechid the Anish Karis. Is it true where the Anish is just Karis? Loi Tani Isser? The Mishnah, the Braisa, would not use the word Usr. For Tanya asked the Gemara, Apish Amru Usr Bekulan, even though the Aloch is on Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to do any of the five different categories that we mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of our parak. The Einish Karis is only if somebody eats or drinks or does Malach on Yom Kippur. So we see that even though it's referring to the Chil of Ishtia and doing Malacha, the word Asur is appropriate to be used. Answers the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. It's not contrary to what we discussed previously. The Braisa says, Kishamru Asur, when the Braisa and the Mishnah use the word Asur, le'amru el b'chatzi shir, it's only referring to chatzi shir. Avil kishir, if you ate the whole shir, it would be an anish karis. Vabish anish karis, and even in a situation where there is an anish karis, ain't anish karis, aloich v'shoitz v'oisim aloich b'vad, those are only categories for which there's a chiyiv karis. So if that's the case, the word, what the Gemara has been contending, that the word Asur is only to be used by the Rabbanans, by some, not where, or where there's no Chiyiv Karis, still stands. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, there's a big Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara means that there's only an Einish Karis on a Chil of Ishtia. Does that mean that the other Inuyim are only us midrabanan? That's the opinion of Tosfos. Or are they us midaraisa, just they don't carry with them the anish karis? So, going back to the beginning of the sugya, where the Gemara asked the question, how does the Mishnah use the word asur if there's an anish karis? And as we've been learning, the Mishnah has been talking about, and now we said the Bryce as well, are speaking about situation of a chatzi shir. V'bais ema, but now we give another answer. We're not talking about a chatzi shir. Kik tani asur, when the Mishnah uses the word asur, ashara. It's not speaking about a chil of ishtiyah, because a chil of ishtiyah indeed carry with them a chiyiv karis. And when there's a chiyiv karis, we don't use the word asur. We're speaking about the chichitza, the sicha, the tashmish amita, which are only asur midrabanan, the tan, which are certainly not einish karis. The Tana Rabbi Rav Yosef b'shas sifrei de Barav, they taught us in these brises. Menayin leyom kipurim shasur b'chitza u'b'sicha b'nilas asanda b'tashmish amita tamaloymer shabason shvois. That means from here we learn that even certain activities that are not included in the Issa Deraiso or not included in the Anish Karis, still don't do them on Yom Kippur. So that's what the Torah wants to teach us with the word Shabbosim. The Mishnah Brura, in discussing this Machloikus Rishonim that we just mentioned, if the other Inuyim are Asim with the Raisim or only Asim with Rabbanan, says the Mishnah Brura that the nafkamina will be if there's a suffix. If there's a suffix, if you're allowed to do something, so we know that the rule is suffix deraisa lechumra and suffix derabanan lekula. So if Taisa says that these anuyim are only osam deraisa or osam derabanan, if there'll be a suffix, the rule will be suffix derabanan lekula. If the deraisa, whether there's an einish karis or not, whenever the isser is an isser deraisa, then the aloch is safek derabanan lekula. So as we've been learning, there's a fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if chatzi shir is osam deraisa, or chatzi shir is osam derabanan. And now the Gemara actually goes into that discussion. Gufa says the Gemara, chatzi shir, if somebody did not eat the whole shir, as we've been learning, typically for achila, when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat macholos asuris, the shir is a kezayis. If somebody ate a chotzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Osam na Torah, it's also midaraisa. Resh Lakish amar mutar min haTorah. Interesting question. When we speak about a chatzi shir, what does that mean? So Rashi's opinion and the Ravid's opinion is a chatzi shir doesn't necessarily mean half of the shir. If we speak about a chatzi shir, it doesn't mean a half of kazayas. Any time when it's less than the shir, it could be the smallest amount, it's included in the category of chatzi shir. The Maram Chalva disagrees, and his opinion is that chatzi shir is only at least half of the shear. But if you have less than half of the shear, there's no din of chatzi shear. So we have this machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says it's osma deraisa. Rish Lakish holds it's muta deraisa. What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, kiven the chazil it's darufa. Since the amount that I started with could ultimately end up that I'll eat the shear, I intended to only eat a chatzi shear, but I'm going to end up eating a whole shear, isur kalachal. I ended up that I did an isur. And Rish Lakish amar, mutim natar, Rish Lakish disagrees, as we've been learning, Rish Lakish holds a chatzi shear is not awesome with the raisa, because he says whatever the Torah speaks about machalos asuris, achilo amar achmona. The Torah says you have to eat the shear, and if you didn't eat the shear, then the halach is v'leka, you don't have it, and there's no issa deraisa. But as we learned, there is a issa, there is an issa derabbanan. So there are paiskim rishonim who say that this svara of chazil etzdarufi is only appropriate to be said by midah d'achila, by something that you could eat, and therefore they want to suggest that the din, even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir osma deraisa, if the halacha is that, if the reason for that is because chazir d'starufa, then it will be only by midah d'achila, by something who comes to eat. By other halachas, there won't be a shir, there won't be a concept of chazir d'starufa. Furthermore, what is the svara of chatzi shir? So some achroinim, the tzlach, Rebbe Chanan, say that the concept of chazil etzdarufi is that the Torah, so to speak, was concerned that I'm only going to eat a chatzi, that I intend only to eat a chatzi shir, but I'm going to end up eating a whole shir. But then there are other svaras, there are other achronim that suggest that chatzi shir asam in haTorah is that after the person eats the second chatzi shir, it, so to speak, reactivates the first chatzi shir that I ate, and now I have a shir sholim. I ate the whole shir. Of course, under all opinions, the isser of chatzi shir that you should be chayiv oynish would be that you would have to eat the whole shir b'chtei achilas pras. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, where you Resh Lakish hold that you don't agree the chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. The Torah says, the Torah is very specific that we may not eat chaylev. I would think that somebody who eats a shear of chaylev, a kazayis, somebody who eats chaylev of behema, because medaraisa, the only chaylev that's osur is the chaylev of behema. Yeshna b'ashara is also over the lav. Bekoi, throughout Shas, we discuss this animal who's called a koi, which the Gemara often doesn't know how to treat this animal. Is it a behema or is it a chaya? Chay, chatzishir, if somebody did not eat a kazayas of chaylev, we would think, hoil v'enish, there's no chiv chorus. Yochel ena b'ashara. There is no lav either. Tamaloymer kol chaylev. So now the question is, if according to Resh Lakish, that the halacha is that chatzi shir is not awesome in haTorah, how do we understand this price that clearly indicates that there's a lav even by chatzi shir? Answers the Gemara with Midrabanan. Resh Lakish holds that chatzi shir is only midrabanan. I, the pasuk that we just quoted, says the Gemara, Kra is a smacht v'almo. It's just an smachta, but not that the braisa means to say that there is an iser daraisa of eating chotishir. Hachinam stabra, says the Gemara, this is the best way of understanding the opinion of Reish Lakish. This akadatach, if we're going to want to say the midaraisa, that what the braisa means to say is that Reish Lakish agrees midaraisa, it's asur, so koi, safaku, the koi, as we described, what is a koi? We don't know what the category is, if it's a chay or a behema. So it's a krala suyus feka. And the best shot that I always explain this Gemara is that we can have a suffix. We cannot know exactly the status of a certain animal, as we're learning. Is it a behema? Is it a chaya? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any sfeikas. The Torah doesn't have a suffix. So why would the Torah speak about a koi and say it's a suffix? There's no suffix. Hashem knows if it's a behemoth or a chaya. The Torah knows if it's a behemoth or a chaya. It must be that the entire interpretation that we're learning in this braisa is only an asmachta. If it's an asmachta, that's a legitimate way of explaining the braisa. Says the Gemara, if that's your raya, that is not a compelling raya, says the Gemara. If that's your raya, that this entire braisa is only speaking about Rabbanon, that we could explain. Kesava, this braisa holds barrier b'fnei atzmahu. The koi is not a behema, it's not a chaya, it's a barrier b'fnei atzmai. And since it's a barrier b'fnei atzmai, the Torah had to tell us what is its halachic status regarding chalif. So according to this, the question that the Gemara attempted to ask in Reish Lakish is not really a question, because this braisa that seems to say the chatzishir is also manat Torah, Reish Lakish will interpret is speaking about is only a drabbanon, where Reish Lakish of course agrees that chatzishir is also a drabbanon. The Torah also teaches us v'chaltam loisoich lebekamash v'seichem loif ubehema. From here we learn the Gemara Masechet Krisis daf chaf aleph amud aleph that all types of animals are osur, the dam of all types of animals and birds are osur. And then the Gemara over there continues and says, why does the Torah have to teach us that everything is osur? Everything is in the category of behema. So the Braisa says that it's coming to teach us that a koi is chayiv dam. Dilai temahachi, and it says the Gemara, so this Braisa that we're going to learn, that we learned by dam, is again a raya that a koi is a barrier b'fnei atzmai. The hard armor of Idi bar Oven, af kol, when we learn in the braisa and sech the krisis, the mishnah, the braisa that says there af kol dovish sheyesh by tuma lasuye koi, that the dam of a koi is also osur. Says the gemara, koi sveikahu, the koi, the status of the koi is a suffix. And the question is, it's the krol ribuy sveika. Do we need a pasuk that teaches that something which is a sofik is asur? Ela, the reason we need a special limit for koi is barrier shani. Since the koi has its own independent halachic status, it's not in the category of a behema, it's not a category of a chaya, that's why we need a special pasuk. Hachinami, so too, in this braisa, koi is a barrier b'fnei atzma, and that's why we need the asmachta. But we have no raya to chatzishir, and therefore the machloikis that we've begun with, the machloikis of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is if a koi is if a chatzishir is osur. Rav Yochanan holds it's osur midaraisa, and according to Reish Lakish, it's only osur midrabon. The Shalom Meishif discusses if somebody ate a chatzishir at the last moment of Yom Kippur, what will be the halacha? Since Rabbi Yochanan, our Gemara, said that the reason chotzi shir is also is because chazil tzarufi, you could end up eating a shir sholem, as we discussed earlier. Here, by the time you're going to eat the whole shear, it will already be after Yom Kippur. It could be in such a case, it suggests the Shaul Meshiv. Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that it's only Asa Medrabonim. But we also learned in the Gemara just now that Rabbi Yochanan, besides telling us the Svara of Chazilitz Terufei to teach us the Chatzi Shir's Asa Medaraisa, he also quoted the Pasuk of Kol Chelev Loisechelu. And Rabbi Yochanan, unlike Rish Lakish, is going to hold that Limud that we learned from the Pasuk Kol Chelev Loisechelu, which includes Chatzi Shir, is it not a limud drabonon like Rish Lakish holds, but rather it's a limud midaraisa. And from here we see the Chatzi Shir is also midaraisa. So now, if that's the case, so the svara that Rabbi Yochanan said of Chazilitz Terufei, why did he have to say it? If there's a pasuk that teaches us that Chatzi Shir is also midaraisa, then there's no need for svaras. So Tosfos answers that if not for the fact that there's a svara of Chazilitz Terufei, Rabbi Yochanan would not have necessarily explained that the pasuk of Kol Chelev is coming to teach us Chatzi Shir. In other words, he would have limited the limud in that pasuk to something else and not to teach us Chatzi Shir. Only because Rabbi Yochanan says that there is this strong concept of Chazilitz Terufei, that tells him that must be what the pasuk is coming to teach us. As we mentioned, that the Chacham Tzvi and others say that Chazilitz Terufei is an integral part, and even according to Tosfos, the way we just explained, Chazilitz Terufei, everybody agrees, is an integral part of understanding why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah. So therefore, he explains it's only by Midah Dachila. So the Chacham Tzvi, for example, says if somebody has on Pesach less than a shear of something that's Osir, he won't be over by Yiroah by Yimotzi. There's an interesting, however, there's a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos that says that Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, and he applies it to Melecha Shabbos. To somebody bakes or something on Shabbos less than the shear, Rashi says it's still Osir because of a Chatzi Shir. So we see, it seems, that Rashi's opinion is that if you hold Chatzi Shir as Osir Min HaTorah, Rashi holds it's Osir not only by Midah Dachila. Although, I did see that there are Achroinim who suggest that even if you hold Chatzi Shir as Osir Min HaTorah, and even if you say that Chatzi Shir as Osir Min HaTorah is not limited to eating, Shabbos, everybody will agree that Chatzi Shir is not Osir Min HaTorah. Because since we find that when the Torah discusses Melecha Shabbos, the Torah says Meleches Machsheves, and when you have less than a shear, then the halach is that that's not considered a Meleches Machsheves, and therefore, even though normally we're going to say perhaps Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah and not limited to Midah Dachila, maybe in Melecha Shabbos everybody will agree that Chatzi Shir is not Osir Midaraisa, but we just learned the Rashi that seems to learn not like that. So as we've mentioned, we learned in the Mishnah, and we discussed earlier in our shiur today, the Mishnah mentions the various activities that are also on Yom Kippur, because the Torah says, V'anisim es nafshech seichem. So says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, B'chodesh ha-shvi b'esel chodesh tanu es nafshech seichem, yochel, that we should be in distress. Yochel, what that means is, Yeshiv Chamim Betzina. If somebody should go out and sit in the heat, if somebody should go out and sit in the cold, that's where you'll feel, Kadesh Yitzhar, that's where you'll feel distressed. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, V'kal Melochel Oysasu. What's the definition that you're not allowed to work on Yom Kippur? The Torah connects these two halachas. Ma Melochem Shev Al Tasa. It means the Torah tells us not to work on Yom Kippur. Af inimash nefesh, when the Torah speaks about inimash, what the Torah means to say is b'sheva taisa. The Torah doesn't mean that we should go actively and do something that will cause us distress. What the Torah means to say is don't do things, but doesn't require us to actively get distressed. So says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that if somebody is sitting out in the heat, and he's uncomfortable because of the heat, He will not be able to get up and go into the shade, because that's the opposite of taking yourself out of distress. Or Yosef Atulav Karle, somebody sitting out in the shade and he gets cool. We should not allow him to warm himself up. Answers the Gemara, because there it involves doing something that you're not allowed to do, something which is contrary to Inui. Answers the Gemara, Dumi de Malacha. The Torah compares Inui to Malacha. Ma Malacha lechakta by Malacha, when it's Asr, it's always Asr. And when it's Mutter, it's always Mutter. Af Inui, when we speak about Inui, as we're learning, the Torah connects these two halachas. Af Inui lechakta by, and if it's Mutter, it's Mutter. And if it's Asr, and it's Asr. And since we already proved that there is no obligation to go actively cause yourself to be uncomfortable, since there's no chiv to actively go cause yourself to be uncomfortable, there is also no requirement that if you are uncomfortable, you remain uncomfortable. Tanya idach. But now we learn another braisa regarding what we discussed, where the Torah says on Yom Kippur, Tanu Znaf Shasechem. Says the Braisa, Yochel Yesh V'cham B'Tzin V'Yitztar. But maybe the obligation in Kippur is to sit in the heat or in the cold and be uncomfortable. Tamalaymer V'Kol M'loch L'Yisasa. The Torah, by putting these two halachas together, teaches Ma M'loch Atav V'Shechayav V'Nalav B'Makam Acher. M'loch, we know when we speak about M'loch, it's about something that elsewhere you chayiv for doing a M'loch. That means on Shabbos, as we just discussed, one may not do malacha. Af inu nefesh, when the Torah discusses inu nefesh, it means something, an activity, shechayav nalav makam acher. There's situations where we're not allowed to eat. For example, pigul, we know that if the kohen, when he brought the carbon, had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoy, that he's going to eat the carbon past the prescribed time that the Torah allows us to eat a carbon, or he's going to bring the carbon, he's going to do the avodah of the carbon past the time that we're allowed to do the avodah, the carbon becomes pigul, and if somebody eats from that carbon, chas v'sholom, there's a chiv carbon karis. Noiser is, the Torah teaches us that if a carbon was left over past the time when it may be eaten, the halacha is that carbon becomes noiser, and if somebody, rachman slon, eats that carbon, he'll be chayiv karis. So from there we see that the Torah, when it speaks about eating, when the Torah speaks about eating on Yom Kippur, it's talking about something where else, or somewhere else, just like the Shabbos, there's a chayiv karis if you do melacha. Here too, the achila is regarding something that if there's a chayiv karis, to eat that. So if that's the case, if that's the way you're learning, ask the Gemara. Avi, pig of a nicer. So then the only food that should be also to be eaten on Yom Kippur, Shane Karis, that this are type of food, that there's a chiyif karis, and if you eat those type of foods on Yom Kippur, that's when you'll be chayif for eating on Yom Kippur. Just like malacha, we're using other circumstances of malacha to teach us what malacha means here. And the other circumstances of malacha refers to malacha on Shabbos, so where there's a chiv karis, we should say the same thing about eating. V'loyavis a tevel. But if somebody eats food which is tevel, food from which the trumas and maisis were not removed. She'ena b'karis, if somebody eats such food, b'mezid, there is no chiv karis. There's only a chiv of misa b'day shemayim. Maybe if somebody eats such food on Yom Kippur, there won't be a chiv karis for eating such food. Tamaloymer, the Torah says, Tanus nafshasechem, and the Torah also repeats and says v'inisim nafshasechem. Riba, the pasuk is coming to teach us that even for food which there is no chiyuv karis, is only a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. There's a chiyuv you still be over. So the achronim ask, how can we suggest that the only foods that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur are pigul or noiser that have a chiyuv karis? So they already have a chiv karis. So why would there be a chiv for, why would the Torah need to tell some not to eat them on Yom Kippur? I may not eat them anyway because they come with a serious chiv karis. So some explain that the Gemara Masechta Makos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that if somebody violated a lav for which there's a chiyuv karis, and instead of the chiyuv karis being decided is this person's punishment, they gave him malchus, that is considered they got punished. So now we can understand there would be two chiyuv karis if you ate pig on Yom Kippur, two chiyuv malchus, because malchus is given instead. Another, but the Rishash asks, because Rishash asks, this is something which is a chiyuv karis. Yes, the Gemara says that the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv malchus could cover it, but that's not what the real chiyuv is. And therefore, he says the nafgamina is that if you ate it b'shogig, there is no chiyuv karis if you ate such a food b'shogig. There's all chiyuv kar mechatas, and what the Gemara is suggesting is that only by eating pigle and nicer, where there's a chiyuv kar mechatas, if you ate it b'shogig, you'll be chayiv to kar mechatas. Another pshat is that the Meretz Chayitz explains that we're going to learn later in our Masechta that Rabbi's opinion is that Yom Kippurim is mechaper in all averus, besides averus which involve a violation of Hilchos Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is very geschmack. We're talking about a person who ate pigle and nicer on Yom Kippur. For the avera of eating pigle and nicer, he won't get punished on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur covers that. But it would not cover the isser of eating on Yom Kippur. So then there's another question. But we've learned early in our shir, we spoke about the concept of ein isser chalal isser. So if pigle and nicer, and frankly tevel, already usser because of the isser that they carry with them, why is there no isser? Why? How could they become isser on Yom Kippur? Because ein isser chalal isser. So the Shas Tshuvas Yehuda Yala and Eir Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin says, based on the Shagas Arya, the halach is on Yom Kippur, since the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur, as we're learning and we're going to continue learning, is not your typical Isra Achila. And that's why the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur we're learning is different than the normal Shir Achila. Normally the Shir Achila is a Kazayas. On Yom Kippur, the Shir, as we learned, is a Kesevas Agasa. But then there's another halacha. He says that the Shagas Arya says that B'chola Tarikula, if somebody eats something which he's not supposed to eat, but he eats it shloi kederech achila, and not in the normal fashion how food is eaten, then he will not be chayiv. On Yom Kippur, says the Shagas Arya, you chayiv even shloi kederech achila. So now he says, I have a great example. Somebody ate the pigle and nicer, shloi kederech achila. So he won't be chayiv for pigle and kares and a nicer and tevel, because you're not chayiv shloi kederech achila. But for Yom Kippur, you'll be chayiv, because Yom Kippur you're chayiv shloi kederech achila. So we've already, the Gemara has already proven that on Yom Kippur, maybe, the Isser should be limited to pigel, noiser, which carry a chayiv karis, to tevel, which carries with it a chayiv misav day shemayim. Of a tevel, so says the Braisa, will include that there's an Isser to eat tevel on Yom Kippur, because there's an Isser, there's a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim, if chas v'shalom somebody eats tevel b'mezid. However, v'loy avi, that's a nevela, if somebody ate nevela, she'ena b'misa, the Isser of eating nevela, if somebody ate nevela, chas v'shalom b'mezid, is only chiyuv malchus. How do we know that such food may not be eaten on Yom Kippur? Tamaloymer, tanu, v'nisim esnaf she'seichem, that the Torah repeats Tanav as Nisim Shaseichem. Why does the Torah repeat itself? Reba, to teach us Nevela as well. Obviously Nevela, so continues the Braisa. So we'll include that there's an Issa to eat Nevela on Yom Kippur. Shubalav, because at least the Nevela may not be eaten, and there's a Chiv Malkus for eating Nevela. However, V'loi Obviously Achulin, but eating regular food, which is permitted all year, this food, Shein Balav, that there's no Issa at all in eating that food. How do we know if you eat such a food on Yom Kippur that you chayiv tamaloyma tanu v'nisus nafshaseichem? Riba, that the Torah is coming to be marba, that all foods are also to be eaten. Of course, the Mefarshim asked the question that if now we've come to the conclusion that there's an issa to eat all foods, why do we have to have a special halacha for all the other foods? So the answer is very simple. Once, the way limudim always work, The first we prove the smaller chiddush, then we keep on proving the more difficult chiddush. Avi a chulin, so continues the brayso. Maybe chulin, I'm not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Shein become ochel because it's never. I'm not obligated to eat the food. The like obvious a truma, whereas truma, the Torah requires that the kohen eat the truma. She become ochel. Where it's something that I must eat. Maybe if I eat something that the Torah tells us I must eat, there, if I eat it on Yom Kippur, there won't be an Isser. Tamalaymer, Tanuva Nisnes Nashasechem, Riba. Obvious a Truma, Shanaba al Tatiru. There's no Isser of leaving over the Truma. In other words, if I don't eat the Truma today, I can eat it tomorrow. As we mentioned earlier, kabanas, the clock is ticking, and we're not allowed to let them become nicer. So maybe such a food where I must consume it by a certain time, I may eat on Yom Kippur. If you're going to say that we can't compare, as we've been doing in this entire Amid, the Isra Achila to the Isra Melacha, Harei Omer. The Torah says another pasuk, "Vavadati esnefshahi mekarev ama." The what is the definition of inui? Inui means avedas nefesh, where you're diminishing your life. What type of situation is that? Ezeze zachil v'shti. If you don't eat and drink, you're diminishing your life. So the Brisa just said the nefshah loimer. So whenever the Gemara uses the word v'nafshach loimer, that means the Brisa means to say that there's a question on what we've been learning till now, and that's why I have to come up. The Brisa has to come up with a new limud. Ask the Gemara, my v'nafshach loimer. What would be the question that we on comparing achila to melacha that we needed to find a different source? My v'nafshach loimer. V'chi tema. Because we'll say, "Arise, Kamishtar Kra." The Torah is referring, what the Torah means here is that we're not allowed to have marital relations on Yom Kippur. And this is also, what did we say the Torah means to connect Inui Nefesh to Melacha? Just like Melacha is something, is an activity for which there's a Chiyuv Karas elsewhere. As we explained, it meant doing Melacha on Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Karas. So to Inui, we mean something for which there is a chiyuv karis elsewhere. And yes, having improper relations comes under certain circumstances where chiyuv karis. So therefore, the entire comparison would not be a comparison between eating and melacha, but rather we'd use the comparison to teach us that one can't have relations on Yom Kippur. That's why the Brisa says, "Hareyu oimer v'adati es nefesh, linu sheesh b'vedes nefesh." Then when the Torah speaks about inu, it refers to something which diminishes our lives. V'ezes achil v'shtia. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, he gives a different source how we know that inu on Yom Kippur means achil v'shtia. Nema kan, regarding Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the word inu. V'nema lahalan, when the Torah speaks about the man, the Torah uses the words inui. The pasuk says, "V'yancha, v'yirivecha, v'yachilcha saman, malahalan." So there, when the Torah uses the word inui, it's referring to inui raven. The Torah is speaking about not eating afkan. So when the Torah uses the word inui, it's referring to inui raven. And I saw the Malbim explains the word inui that the Torah is using is a word that's being used for everyone. Different things do affect and don't affect different types of people. Hard work, for example, he says. It may affect a person who's not used to working, so hard work for him is inui. Sitting out in the heat for a person who's not accustomed to sitting out in the heat is inui. For a person who's accustomed to sitting in the heat, it's not an inui. But not in eating is inui for everyone. Ask the Gemara, but if we're using the word inui as the source for what is inui Yom Kippur, for Nalef, the pasuk says that Lavan told Yaakov Inu before Yaakov Inu left him, "Imtanes benoisai." It meant that you shouldn't hold back relations from my daughters, your wife. Answers the Gemara, "Donan inui de rabbim." The Torah, when it speaks about Inui Yom Kippur, it's talking about Inui that's spoken to all of Klal Yisrael. Me'inui, the Rabbim, the Pasuk by the Mon, also speaks about the Inui that affected everyone. Everyone ate from the Mon. Vein Don Inui, the Rabbim, which is the Inui of Yom Kippur, Me'inui, the Yachid, which is just speaking about the wives of Yaakov. Ask the Gemara, but I'll show you where the word Inui is used for Rabbim, but relations. V'nailef me'inui de Mitzrayim. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim v'yaris anyenu, v'mirin prishas derecheres, that Klal Yisrael were prevented from having relations. Elo, donan inui b'dei shemayim. We speak about inui that was b'dei shemayim. Me'inui b'dei shemayim. Here on Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us that we have to be b'inui. The inui of by the Mon was also b'dei shemayim. V'ein don inui b'dei shemayim. The inui that's mentioned Yom Kippur, mi inui b'dei Adam, what the Mitzrayim did to us was not being done by shemayim. It was not being done min shemayim. Was being done. Of course, everything's min shemayim, but it wasn't being done b'dei shemayim. It was being done b'dei Adam.